Okay, hello. Today is actually December 16th, which is Friday, 2016. So here, I want to talk about the first cartoon film. So if you go to my text file, which is cartoon-film1.txt, okay? Here I say, basically, for cartoon film one, the general idea comes from here. And it's an address of a YouTube video. And you go there, and I have a different opening sequence. But that cartoon starts about 05 and then runs to about 30 seconds. So you can see. Now, the point I want to make is, how do the, you have a background, which I've chosen a green background. I've made a green background I thought would be maybe appropriate. And those cartoon figures are shown on there. Now, the first time the first character comes on the screen, I think it's pulled up from the bottom. But after that, it's just on the screen. And another screen, another screen. There's no wipe. There's no dissolve. It's very simple. Okay? So it's on the screen long enough for them to say what's in the voiceover. You know, and then pause a second. And then the other person goes on the screen. And the mother is to the left of the screen. And the son is to the right of the screen. Okay, and I've had all the cartoons drawn, and if you go in my script file, after each voiceover portion, I have parentheses, I have the number of the cartoon which should be used for that portion. So where's that? That's in the Microsoft Word DOCX file, DISPL3-film, which is dialogue display number 3 film, which is just means it's like the third draft of when I was writing this whole thing out. Excuse me. So that's in there. And for each piece of dialogue, whether it's the mother or the son, in the parentheses at the end of that, I have the cartoon figure, which should be used. So they're just put on the screen, then long enough for the voiceover, and then the next cartoon, next cartoon, next cartoon. Now, what about something that's stuck in there? Okay, there is one cartoon where the boy has a whiteboard next to him. Okay, in that situation, when there's a graphic, you would first put the graphic on the whiteboard. You know, on your whole screen, you have the boy and the whiteboard. So you'd first put the graphic on the whiteboard. Now that may appear kind of small. So that's you're pulling away with the graphic. So the graphic on the screen is becoming bigger until it's full screen. So if that corresponds with the voiceover, okay. If not, you'll have to leave that graphic on the screen a little longer so that people can get a look at it. You know, second, 2 seconds, whatever it is. So, at other places, the insert, like some graphic, some diagram, something, is just put in directly, and that just means it's full screen. Okay? So that's the way those work. And then it's also a film insert where these two Chinese announcers are talking. Now, for the film insert, the point is, for the short little opening piece of the film insert, I'm using their original opening, but I'm inserting the male and female announcers talking a little bit. But for that part, you're just using the music of the original Chinese TV show, their introductory music, which goes for about 5 seconds. So if you need more of that, you just repeat it. And the same as for the ending. I use a little piece of that, you know, opening graphics that they have on their TV show. And then I stick in the two announcers in a little window. And they're talking, obviously. But the point is, for this Chinese film insert, for the beginning and for the end, for that, you only use the music. You don't have the people talking. You just, these two announcers, for that part of it, you just delete the audio of them talking and just have the background music of their TV show opening sequence. Now, of course, for the main part of the insert, then you have the people talking. So I tried to give you a lot of screenshots for doing that, so you could see exactly where to begin, where to end, and then if you go to this point, that's too much, and you should stop where. I tried to do that, so you should be able to do that. So this is what I want to say about making the movie. It's very straightforward. And like I say, it's just one scene after the other. So you can look at that original idea on the internet, and that original cartoon is very, very simple. And then next I want to talk about the opening sequence for my cartoon number one, which is what we're discussing here. Now, if you go into the Mabo subdirectory, Displace, and then the subdirectory Cartoon, and the subdirectory Graphics. And then in here, there's another subdirectory Opening. And I have 10 images here, and they're all numbered. So what I thought, this will be the opening of my video, see? And what I thought you would do is you would just have the 10 pictures in order, and you just dissolve. You dissolve one into another. In other words, the first one is a picture of some ships, and then, you know, you show that on the screen for 1 or 2 seconds, and then it dissolves into the next one, which, let's see here. It's like a book, The End of the Pacific War. And then after that, you dissolve into the third picture, which is like KMT soldiers on the road with a plane flying over. And then after that, you just dissolve into this picture number 4, which is like a map of the Pacific area. You know, they don't have to be able to see this map really clearly. Of course, I mean, it can be full screen, sure, but I mean, it's just an impression. It's not something they're going to study. Okay, and then you dissolve that, and then you go to Missouri flyover picture, okay? Then you have that on the screen, then you dissolve into Iwo Jima. Okay, these are all like, I'm sort of thinking these are like full screen, but I mean, if you wanted to do some kind of background frame or something, I guess that would be okay. And then the number 7, End of the War graphic, where the people are kind of happy holding the flag and smiling. And then you have my title graphic, The End of the War and Taiwan's Undetermined Status. And then you have a big map with the two cartoon characters on there. Two poses. And then you have the Chinese title is number 10. Okay, and then after you're done with that, then you go into the cartoon. So these are some of my preliminary comments, and I think it should be clear. The voiceovers are also already uploaded, so you can take a look at those and listen to those. And there are some corrections they made, because the first time they did the voiceovers. And also, I've been planning for 3 of these cartoons, so now we're just doing the first one. But the voiceovers have the dialogue for all 3, because, I mean, I'm using these people. And that I thought this series with these cartoon characters, we could do 3 separate videos. And the second video will be put inside the ROC non-sovereign video, which I've been talking about, which is also a collection of film clips from some of the videos we've already done, with then some maybe some small linking portions, maybe people on green screen or voiceover in the background talking about this, and then we go to the next film clip, things like that. Okay, and then the third cartoon is something separate. Again, we'll do that, you know, we'll do those in the future, but I'm getting the voiceovers all done now. So now all you have to worry about is you know, what you should do is make all the voiceover corrections first. Some of the sentences they read, I wasn't happy with. And so I told them to reread those. So I they did the makeup of that, the redoing of that. And then I clearly marked it in there. So you can go in the voiceover subdirectory, which is right off of the, you know, the Mabo Displace cartoon. There's, let's see, a voiceover subdirectory now. And everything in there is regarding voiceovers. Okay, so that's what I want to tell you. And so we can do this as our next project. So thank you very much.